Raiden, are you reading me? This is Otacon. What's your situation?
Wet and miserable. This place is flooded. The seawater that's been pumped up is pouring into the building.
I see. Listen, there's something I have to tell you about EE.
Don't worry about her. I'll get her out.
She's afraid of water.
What?
Yeah. When she was 6 years old, she almost drowned with my father in our swimming pool.
She can't swim?
Well, yes and no. We used to swim a lot together when we were kids. In fact, she swam like a fish until that day when she almost drowned. When the accident happened, I was in my room. I learned later that EE was calling me for help. She didn't doubt for a minute that I'd be there. You could see the pool from my room, but I didn't realize at the time that she needed my help.
What were you doing?
I was...
So Emma survived the ordeal?
Yeah, but my father didn't.
So you blamed yourself and left your family?
No. EE seems to believe that was the case. The fact is, I betrayed her.
And you think she can't swim because of the traumatic experience?
I haven't seen her since that day, but yes, I think so. I got a letter from Julie, her mother, after they moved back to England. In her letter, she mentioned that EE couldn't swim anymore, that she refused to even wear a bathing suit.
Damn, if she still can't swim, we're in trouble. Level B1 in the core is pretty much flooded.
Look, maybe you can help her overcome the trauma.
You want me to help her get over it?
Well, it's still gonna take some time to repair the Kamov.
Sorry, kid. Emma's rescue is up to you.
Thanks. An underwater mission. Well, this is a first. Look, I'll see what I can do.
I suggest that you drum the map of the building into your head, because you won't have time to look at it when you try to bring Emma out.
I'm counting on you, Raiden.
I covered most of the core when I had to take out the C4s. If there's anything you need to ask me, call me on the codec.
I'll do that.